if you are elected, you know, what would kind of be your priorities for this district, and what would you want to accomplish in the Missouri House?
My first thing I would love to accomplish by getting, I would say, meet with all the aldermen and all of the committee people that's in this region of the 76th district, seeing what they, like, quarter, like kind of brainstorming. Because we all got problems, we all got issues in each ward. I'm not good unless the people give me the problems, what they need help in. So, but right now we have a big push with the police department. We don't have enough police officers right now, so crime is very high. Back in 84, we had 28 to 3,500 police officers. Now, known fact, we only have 1,300 throughout the whole city of St. Louis. So that is a very big issue. The educational point, you know, we need all the tools going into the 21st century. We don't have those tools. So it's, you can touch on all over the place. We have a mental health problem with people walking up and down the street that got put out of Northwest Rehabilitation Center that don't have nowhere to go and cannot get into the Bellefonte neighborhood. So I see a lot of people walking up and down West Florida, and now that's having a lot of problems so far as medicine, medical. And so although we have the People's Health Clinic and the St. Louis Comprehensive, we really need a 24-hour facility, a medical facility over here, like a 24-hour urgent care over here. We've always tried to get one, and that's one major thing we do need.
So would it be a situation where you work with the alder people to maybe get some state funds for those types of things, or maybe just to help them go through any state-level hoops to get that done, essentially? Is that kind of what you would want to do as a state representative in that area?
That's correct. Meet with all the aldermen of our 76th district and see what they need. And, again, brainstorm, bring us all together. And, this is a team effort. This is about the people. It's not about Chris Carter. It's about the community. At the end of the day, it's about the community. Okay, so my personal versus what the people needs are totally different. Okay, and it's what our constituents need over in the 76th district.
One of the issues I think that split both parties related to education was the school transfer bill. Did you follow that, and kind of what was your thoughts on the debate over that particular bill?
Well, that was a big thing. So, I followed it, and whatever the state, whatever they came out with, you know, with the state and the governor, that's kudos to them. But we need, our public schools need to get in order first. And I'm about St. Louis public schools. I'm for all schools, but we have some issues in St. Louis City right now with our public schools, and we really need some help with our teachers. We really need, teachers need raises. I mean, we need books. Our classes are overcrowded. That's where I'm at right now.
The reason I ask that, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of St. Louis City residents from north to south, is it's provisionally accredited now, and the law didn't change. And there's kind of this feeling that if they lose accreditation again, it's going to cause just this massive exodus to the county schools, similar to what's happening in Normandy and Riverview. And that would probably sap away all the money and all the kind of momentum, if there is any there, with St. Louis. Is that a concern of yours, and that's why you may need to focus on getting those fundamentals down that you just talked about so that doesn't happen, essentially?
Right, that's a big concern of mine. And that's why it's imperative that I have a great team with me. And that's these aldermen of my district. I mean, of our 76th district. I have to have the aldermen on board because I cannot do anything strong without having their opinion. And that's the problem that we have now. Everybody's so separate and diverse. The right side is doing something. The left side is doing something. But over here, we all going to be on the same page over here.
Yeah. I obviously, one of the aldermen supports your bid. What about the other aldermen in this ward?
I have a lot of support from Sharon Tyers, Antonio French, Sam Moore. I mean, we've already talked about it on when I win, on what we're going to do, and I'm truly a man of my word. So with that, I'm gonna do what my alderman from the 27th ward, as well as the 21st, 20th, and the 4th and the 1st. Mm-hmm. So these people, we have the same views on a lot of issues, but the first thing I have to do is win.
Yeah. So, what role do you think your family political legacy has on this race? Because I'm assuming that your name recognition is probably pretty high, given that your son is an alderman. No, maybe not. You know, your mother was a very prominent political figure. Your brother was an alderman as well. Do you think that gives you an advantage because people know you and know your family? And have you guys ever lost an election before?
Yeah, my grandmother lost.
To
Tom Villa.
Tom Villa, that's right. So that's it. So it's like one loss and like, you know, 16 or 17 wins, essentially.
I mean, folks that she was behind lost. I mean, we lost a few.
Yeah, but I mean just personally.
Yeah, that was the only one.
Yeah. So you have a pretty good track record as far as electoral success. And I mean your family.
I think that is tough, though. I think that a lot of people that supported my grandmother were a little older when I first got elected. So by that time, a lot of those folks were dying off. So a lot of people really don't know who Paula Carter is, was, you know, et cetera. A lot of people in our ward, in the 27th ward, in our home base ward, you know, and they know who my uncle is, and they know who we are because we've lived over here forever. We went to school at Northwest High, where everybody in this neighborhood went, and you know, we just continue to help everyone, even outside of politics. I mean, we do more so, we do more stuff behind the scenes than we do on the forefront. Mm-hmm. You know, just in terms of taking care of folks. I don't look at my constituents like how other aldermen or how other reps look at their folks. I look at everyone like their family, because I can know, I mean, I can go on any block and I would know a majority of each person on that block, their family, what they do, what they're into, and that's not because of politics.
Right.
That's because of the long-standing ground that we have had in this community and everything that we do to help folks out.
So that's what I'm asking. Yeah. Like that seems to be an inherent, regardless of the money, regardless of the political alliances, that just seems to be an inherent advantage for you. Would that be fair to say?
I guess so. I mean, it's like my son said, that's an opinionated, because, again, I'm going to go back. The companies here, we hire 80% of employees. I hired 90% of them, or 80-90%, last I checked, come from this 76th district. So this is, and we've been in business for 20 years. So we've been doing this for a long time. So our name is going to always be out there because, again, we got good business. We got good relationship, like my son said, with everybody. I mean, I feel the same way. I can go on any block and get something to eat. It don't matter. Mm. If I was in trouble, I can get away home, you know, from one block to another. I mean, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Like you said, we have a relationship with, I say, 100% of the people over the 27th ward.
Yeah,
that's a bad thing too, though, because I remember when I first ran back in 08 for rep, my uncle Greg told me, he said, "Chris, watch out, because you are gonna inherit half of my friends and all of my enemies." And that is exactly what happened. I was going to Doyle, and people were pissed because of stuff that Greg, you know, didn't do or did. And so, you know, it's a catch 22, because you may go to some doors and people may love us, but then you go to another door and they hate us because of something that either I done or Greg done, or that my grandmother did, or that whoever did, you know. And so it's not all peaches and cream.
I was going to say, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
kind of
the same thing.
It's kind of, yeah, or you know, or folks that he didn't fire, you know, And so, in a sense, it's good. But with this being a new district, the way I'm not sure how it's going to play, because you remember when I ran, it was the 61st district, which was a totally different area.
Yeah.
I mean, the 27th ward has always been the base of the House district, you know, that we serve and that we sit in.
Yeah.
And so it was a huge shift, because in the 61st we had the whole second, a huge chunk of the third, none of the first. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like it's new ground, because
yeah.
you're touching the first, the 22nd, the fourth, the 21st.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, it's
kind of like a fresh start in a sense.